Blog Talk Radio.
Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah! Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk a little bit about the history of social media and take a look at how it can affect you as an individual and you as a business. Myself, plenty of people know that I'm LinkedIn and have quite a few people that I'm connected to on LinkedIn. I'm also on Facebook, but Facebook is, for me, is more along the lines of maintaining communication with distant cousins and communicating what's going on in the family, that kind of thing. But I also always tell people this, people can friend you, people can unfriend you, but truly a friend is someone that you can call that'll pick you up 1 o'clock in the morning and at least lend you $50 at least one time. That's a true friend. I have 50,000 friends. You do, and then you don't. Because you can't call them, at least give you $1. Now, some cases they may, most cases they won't. So what I tell my children all the time is that your friends are numbered on the fingers of your hand. If you have more friends than number on the fingers of your hand, then you probably have too many friends in your life. And in foolish ways, they should be foolish. Here we're talking about, we always talk about, how does that relate to tech? Tech is about touching people. Tech is about communicating a message. Tech is about communicating an image. Tech is about being connected. We're saying being connected. The primary things we're going to talk about is Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and maybe a couple others, but all have their own formula in terms of transmitting the same knowledge and information. Facebook is famous for being the first to do it. Well, maybe not, but one with the most efficiency to do it. And that's what we want to talk about. Facebook is a good tool that you use both in your personal life and professional. Many times you want to have a connection with other people that you can't see on a regular basis. That is a good way. You cannot be connected to everyone at the same time and have a valuable meaningful relationship. Those are going to be numbered as fingers on your hand. And so you're going to have to pick a few that can be in the outer courts, and then you're going to have some that's going to be in the inner courts, and you're going to be some in the Holy of Holies. And that's what I'm talking about. This is the same message I give my children all the time, how they have friends and how close people are to them in their lives. You're going to have those associations that are in the outer court. When I say the outer court, I'm referring to the Israelites and how the camp was set up when Moses was their leader. And what happened at the Ark of the Covenant, that was the Holy of Holies, that was when there were a few people, when I say few, 1 to 3 at most, are reside. And so when you're going through your life process and in terms of how you select your friends and how you have friends close to you, you can have those in the outer court. You can have those in the inner court. You can have those in the Holy of Holies. All that is dependent on how the choices you make. Now, in Facebook, you don't want to get it twisted. You can't have associations. You can have several associations, both business-related and also social-related. But also understand, for you to have total success, everyone cannot be your friend. Everyone cannot be your friend. Everyone's not going to have the same message that you have or speak the same language. Everyone's not going to have the same, so treat it for what it is. It is a device, the efficiency that you can receive transit information or message or image that you want to express in your life today. That's basically how I use social media. I use the business end of LinkedIn to expand connections in terms of business that I do, business that I want to be associated with, and also receiving new information about business that I track. So you can create an environment, and LinkedIn is very good at it, in order for you to do that. The reason I'm talking about LinkedIn right now is that, again, I am heavily into LinkedIn. I do put information out there about the business that I have. There's an active description about what I do, when I'm doing it, and why I do it. And that's one of the best ways you control your media. Yes, you have your own personal media that you have to control. Many people don't realize that. The message of your life is your media and how you put it out there. Whether it's perception, fact, or fiction, it's a message that's out there, whether it's out there in digital land or out there in the reality that you walk in on a daily basis. But part of the things that I teach on is for people to be intentional in the image they present. When I say be intentional about the image you present, that means it's actually displaying what you do and how you represent yourself on a daily basis. Because that's why people are going to select to do business with you. They don't select to do business with you because you have 15,000 friends on your Facebook or 5,000 LinkedIn connections. They choose to do business with you on a relationship. What a lot of people don't understand right now, or too few people understand, is that it's going back to the old days. What are the old days? The old days is that when that person had their house on the left side and that person had a house on the right side, they had this hedge. And every time that person went to cut the hedge, you know, someone else had to be in the other yard. And they communicate. They talk to each other. What's up? How you doing? What's going on in the neighborhood? It's coming back to that. As close as we're living together in terms of the internet and the different efficiencies of Facebook and Twitter, it's coming back to that personal relationship why people want to do business with you. And as a lot of people, salespeople know, it's about bridging that trust gap. How do you bridge a trust gap? Is about the relationship that you have, how you present yourself consistently. Say what you say, do what you say, and be honest in your work, and have a high-quality customer service, and you will always have business in your life. You will always be successful in the process that you're working. Now, we're going to take a brief break. We'll talk about some facts in a minute, but we didn't put that message out there because it goes hand-in-hand in technology, because your technology also has a spirit, and the soul / mind, and a body, the hardware. So when you understand that those three things function in all that we do, all that we create, and all that we connect it to, all that we do business with, you understand that there's a higher calling or a higher quality of life that you're supposed to have. In addition to that, you do have a responsibility in also maintaining that. Again, you listen to blogtalkradio.com/MillionDollarIdeaNetwork. We're talking about what we always talk about here. Today we're talking a little bit about technology here on the Million Dollar Idea. Welcome back to the No, I Didn't Know Radio Show. Hold on a moment here. Welcome back to the Million Dollar I Didn't Know Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com. And we were talking about social media, and we're going to talk about a little bit about Facebook, their beginning and where they're at now, and maybe a little bit about their future. Facebook is an online social networking service. It's headquartered in Menlo Park, California. Menlo Park is famous for a couple of people. One is the man who did the lights, the man who did the light bulbs. Wizard of Menlo Park, Thomas Edison. So we know a little about Thomas Edison, but also at the same time, that's a famous area to be in. Now, its website was launched on February 4th, 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg with his college roommates and fellow Harvard compatriots. Now, again, it was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and right now the founders are Mark Zuckerberg, Dustin Moskowitz, Edward Severin, Andrew McCollum, and Chris Hughes. All these gentlemen decided to create something never been created before. It was an idea that was founded feet of their mind, and that they decided to express in a way that only they could on the internet. As a result, you have billions upon billions of people connected by Facebook all around the world. And also at the same time, they transfer this information about themselves, the things they do, how they feel, where they're going, where they want to go, and the challenges in their lives. And all that adds part to the human experience. It's what you call a social utility that connects people with friends and others who work, study, and live around them. Not just around them, but around the world. Not just around them, but around the world. Why is it critical? In order to get truly to the next level, in terms of, but ultimately, when you have communication, you have the opportunity for positive things to take place. Of course, being a tool, it can be abused by people. And we're going to focus on the positive thing. We're talking about the capability of me sitting here chatting with someone in Cameroon, Africa, or me sitting here chatting with someone in Paris, London, or me sitting here and chatting with someone in Okinawa, all at the same time. And that adds to human experience because it means that each person has a message and experience they can share with each other to get a greater understanding. And what does understanding do? Understanding eliminates fear in people's lives. If you understand why people do what they do or why they don't do what they do, you have an understanding. It also gives the ability for it to be corrected in that process. Again, my name is Charlie Childs. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and can you cross the finish line? Getting you to the top of the mountain. You can see what the view looks like because you're supposed to have a view of the mountain. You're supposed to be on the mountaintop. The victory is yours. You just have to step it and deep it. Again, we're going to take a brief break. Talking about what we always talk about here. Again, that's getting across the finish line here on the Million Dollar Idea.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Argument with Leo Show here on Blog Talk. We're at the bottom of the hour, 31 after. If you're still on your way to work, or if you're running late for work, take your time, get there in one piece. Just leave 15 minutes earlier tomorrow. Don't let rushing commit you to a decision that can change not only something in your life, but the life of others that you love. Take your time right now. Slow down and get there and just leave early next time. Today we're talking about social media, and we're talking about some issue about social media and some things that people talk about social media, some of the effects social media has. One of the other forerunners for our social media, we're talking about is Twitter. Twitter is an online social network that serves enables users send a short message of 140 characters. Message called tweet. Registered users can read and post tweets, but unregistered users can only read. Now, the thing I like about Twitter is that Twitter is direct to the point. You can't get around 140 characters no matter how hard you try. That means you have to say what you mean what you say, and be accurate in what you say. Now, Twitter was founded in March 21st, 2006, in San Francisco by Evan Williams, Noel Glass, Jack Dorsey, and Biz Stone. All these women came together for the formation of the company as we know as Twitter today. Again, Twitter serves over billions of people around the world, but also as a form of communication. Not so much as Facebook. They're unique in their own way in how they use their form of communication, which some say is more direct, more short, and more active. And you get to cut the fluff out, you only have 140 characters to work with. But also in that process, we're going to talk a little bit about how they relate, how they work in the business experience. Now, there was an article that came out that talked about small firms viewed different social media that they're looking to work with or starting to work with. But the bottom line is that 6 out of 10 small business owners say they believe social media tools are valuable to the company's growth. But most were not impressed with Twitter or even Facebook. Some were even more pressed upon that they even like to look at the experience of LinkedIn when it comes to business, professional LinkedIn service, the professional service LinkedIn. The survey that all three took place in, LinkedIn actually topped the survey with 41% of respondents singling LinkedIn out as potentially beneficial to their company. 16% picked LinkedIn, or picked a YouTube, a video service owned by Google, and 14% chose social network, Facebook, and the findings illustrated, though, that small business owners know the benefits of using the short message service to reach Twitter or completing a conveyed message on Facebook, but also networking through LinkedIn in order to get better people to work for, find another position. Helps in that process expand their business horizon on LinkedIn. Now, the challenge that I've had and other owners have, and I've done research on this. In fact, I was involved in an 18-month research to how networking and social media, how businesses view that, and also how businesses can use that to affect their bottom line. We're going to find out that most business owners do recognize that they're supposed to do it, but most know how to or when to do it. And so we're going to take a moment and talk a little bit about that. But all businesses need to have a social media presence. In the world of social media, there are a lot of options and technologies to get points out there. But most businesses do not have the time to research the best method or to connect the best practices for social media. And so that we've developed a technology in respect that can help small business owners do that. We'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about the connection, LinkedIn, and where that is at currently. Part of right now is the LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and there's a couple others out there. But for the most part, you don't have to be involved in all of the different networking genres for social media that are available to you. You just need to do a few really well, be consistent, and set up a campaign that you can keep a constant message out there in terms of your image. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll bring up some additional information up here, and we'll talk about it. We'll give you the basics, the one-on-one on social media, but several of those actually represent what I mentioned before. We'll be right back with blogtalkradio.com/$8. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. I'm Blanc Coffrey, I'm down for the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain. You can see the Lord has brought you through it. And in that process, understand that you have a vision, a mission that you're to complete here. Of course, it's getting a little noisy here where we're at, but it's all good. Because it adds the backdrop of what we're talking about. They were talking about social media, and one of the best examples of social media I've seen and explaining what social media does has to do with illness. And I saw this a couple months ago, and I had to pull it up again because it was the best way I've heard how social media is actually explained how people use it as we know today. So we're going to talk about how Twitter, Place of Donuts, Facebook, Foursquare, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Last.fm, and Google Plus. Now, I want you to imagine this. You're walking into your favorite donut shop, where it's Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts. And in that process, what are you going to do on Twitter when you eat a donut? You're going to tweet, "I'm eating a donut. I'm eating a donut. Hashtag donut." Now, when you talk to your Facebook friends and family, you're going to say, "I like donuts." Then on Foursquare, which is about location, this is where I eat my donuts. And we're just talking about Twitter, Facebook, and Foursquare. Foursquare is an organization that helps connect the local business to local people and gives you incentives about coming to the business. Now, in addition to that, you have your Instagram, which is about the pictures. There is a vintage photo of your donut. Now, on YouTube, here I am. Eating a donut. And of course, on LinkedIn, which is about business, these are my skills, include donut eating. Now, Pinterest again, here's a donut recipe. And the last FM, which is the radio, now listening to the quote, donut. Of course, on Google Plus, I'm a Google employee who eats donuts. So that is where I say social media explained in less than eating a hashtag a donut. On Facebook, I like donuts. Foursquare, this is where I eat donuts. Instagram, here is a vintage photo of me and my donut. And on YouTube, of course, there's a video of you eating a donut. Of course, on LinkedIn, you're explaining how your skills include donut eating. And of course, Pinterest, here is a donut recipe. Now listening to donuts on Last FM, of course on Google Plus, I'm a Google employee who eats donuts. And actually the process of that message in Twitter, it's short, it's action oriented. Facebook, you're expressing yourself. Foursquare, where you're doing it at. Instagram, here's a finished photo of you, whatever you're doing. YouTube, here I am eating a donut on a video, and on LinkedIn, my skills include donut eating, or your skills include whatever you want to put out there. The Pinterest, of course, you have to have a Google Plus, a Google employee who eats donuts. And all those things are actually very accurate in what they do, and also the purpose of the mission they have, expressing image, the message you're trying to put across, or in addition to that, doing all of those at the same time. And these social media help you do that. So that's going to be posted on our site later. So I think it's one of the best tools I've seen in a very long time to explain social media. And I actually picked it up off. So I have an understanding of how social media can work for you to actually use it and also the message that you want out there. And it goes in line of Rich Net Truck Camp. People have access to you, the information about what you do, how you do it, why you do it. Most importantly, why you do what you do. People will begin to bridge that trust gap because they see that. We talked about this before about your centers, where your center at. Are you about the money? Are you about the stuff? Or are you about yourself? If people can detect that, they're doing business with you. And that fine line will determine whether your information out there about you. I always encourage people, Google yourself right now. But I guarantee you, the people that you talk to, people that you meet, people that you want to do business with, that you think you can do business with, they're Googling you also. So I have a story from an individual. This is a true story that happened to an individual about 2 years ago, doing all the streets. And what happened to this gentleman, I'll use the example. This gentleman's name was John Doe. John Doe, D-O-E, John Doe. And what happened is that this man worked in the security industry and had a scheduled meeting with family. And that scheduled meeting with family, they just got immediately, you know, out of blue. They had a great conversation with the family. That set up, had some pre-work done, and he was excited about going because this was in the bag, this was a sale. But all of a sudden, out of the blue, they decided to cancel the appointment. So we had a conversation about this. How were they? You know, it was a great rapport. You know, spoke to the gentleman, and spoke to his wife and children. They had similar likes, similar dislikes, and it was just like a win-win for everybody. But out of the blue, cancel the appointment. So let's take a look at the information that they have available to them. So the first thing we did, we Googled his name. Once we Googled his name, Mr. John Doe came up with another Mr. John Doe who was a serial killer in the state next. I'm quite certain of this, that someone Googled his name, it may not come up as a serial killer, but the same thing, he's conscious, I control your image and information that you have out. I always encourage people to Google yourself to find out what comes up. Because you never know what comes up in addition to what you think comes up, in addition to what's not supposed to come up. So it's about being intentional and controlling that process. Of course, there's some things we're able to do in order to disconnect that individual from him being there. Of course, it's about education and also putting additional information out. That's part of the process. When you're maintaining a brand, a brand, you have to put additional information out. How do you do that? The greater part of that is using social media in order to get your message across. So when you go about eating the donuts again, the Twitter, I'm eating a hashtag donut. Facebook, this is what I feel like. Here I am eating a donut on video. LinkedIn, these are my skills in donut eating. Pinterest, here's a donut recipe. Of course, Last.fm, radio, I like to the radio. Now listening to donuts. Of course, Google Plus, I'm a Google employee who eats donuts. Now, social media explained. Essentially, that's all you need to know right now in terms of set up your own campaign in order to have your message, your image out. But I encourage you to do this on a regular basis, not just once, but on a regular basis. That is to Google yourself. Find out what comes up. You never know what associations come up with. Associations that do come up with you, you may not want them to come up with. And just like the gentleman who had the same name, and the difference was maybe a middle initial, but they had the same name, different initial. But the point is this. If you have an appointment with someone, they think might be a serial killer. No, you're not. You're not going to take that, Dan. Of course, he was able to reconnect with him in 26 ways because I gave him a methodology that he briefed the subject that he was looking at. It was. As funny as it may be, information goes both ways. People are looking for information. They're putting information out. The key is to make sure that information that's out there matches you accurately. Which we're talking about what we always talk about. Let's take a brief break, and we're going to be talking about social media presence tool, which is one thing that we have developed so you can find it easy to get social media. We'll be right back. This is blogtalkradio.com /down.
2, 3. Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Your life, so don't you miss it. What I-
Welcome back to the Mandel Idea Network Radio Show. Here we're talking about today's social media. And we're going to talk a little bit about social media presence and how that can affect your business, why it affects. First of all, I'll give you a little background. About 18 months ago, my staff and I actually worked for different companies, actually networking sites, networking organizations, and networking tools. We spent over about 10,000 hours doing that work for nonprofits. We also interviewed about 200 business owners, especially about and their expectations. In that process, we used hundreds of different technologies and services that assist in that networking process. And a lot of people weren't doing is that they weren't able to do that on a consistent basis. So we developed a cool tool called the Social Presence Tool, which allows you to place in each social media arena an accurate message about yourself that you can develop. Now we combine video, audio, articles, presentation, testimony, all in one tool that can be placed in to see that more and more people, both on Facebook and also Twitter and also Pinterest, everything's more visual. Take advantage of it. That's one of the benefits of the social media. It presents a simple and effective method for a social media connection for your business. You know, we combine the needed things that your message and an effect in your own voice. It also can be duplicated. One of the things that we found out is that once it's been created, the best way to spread good news is to have people that have the good news spread. And who are the good news people? Those people that you did the best work for, and they shout your praises to tell them. You're actually arming them, providing them a tool that they can shout your praises from the rooftops, and also give an accurate message about what you do. About what we always talk about. Now we're talking about social media, people their need in order to increase your success. And the social media arena is important. It's important to be part of your success. Because what are you doing? You're communicating a message. You're establishing a brand, so to speak. Often that process, it's about the information you have available to you. So it's easier for them to bridge. Everyone understands the trust gap. The trust gap is this. There's two types of appointments, two types of leads. So you have cold leads, or someone cold calls someone, walks into the office, stops someone at the corner, and start having a conversation. Now, we have a conversation to a couple of decision processes that take place. How do you get that person to bridge that gap in that decision-making process? It's about the information that's available out there about you. I always tell people all the time, it's always better for someone else to shout your praise about your own. And that's accurate in that process. We'll take a brief break. I need to get some water. We'll be right back to blog.ray.com /$1,000,000.
He said, she said, they said, what do you say? It's your dream, your choice, your time, your life. So don't you miss it. What are you afraid of? Don't you know what you're made of? One of God's greatest creations. Take this invitation now.
what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy.
Yeah.
Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Social media is a present, is an important part of a lot of individuals' lives. It shouldn't be the only part, important part of individuals' lives. And so some people, that is the case. Excuse me. Now, in terms of business, again, you want to present your image as accurately as possible, because you will have some perception challenges. You'll have some interpretation challenges. Those can be eliminated over time by continuing a continuing message and having the same theme in that message that you're putting out. So it's going to be over a period of time that you develop a brand. Brand does not happen overnight, even though it can, based on what's going on and current issues and things like that. But first, you want to have a tool that allows you to put the best foot forward and the best message possible out there. That's why we developed the Social Media Presence Tool. It's a simple and effective method for your social media connection to your business. So as an example, for your business and you want to sell water, if you're selling water, then we'll go back to the outline that we had before. You're on Twitter. You're saying, I'm drinking water. If I sell water. On Facebook, you say how much you like the water. On Foursquare, they're saying, where can you buy water from me at? Instagram, here's a vintage picture of water for you. So you got a historical connection. YouTube, here is a video of you drinking water, the best water possible that you're selling. Now, LinkedIn, these skills include my water drinking capability. Pinterest, here is a water recipe. I listen to water on Last FM. Of course, Google Plus, I'm a Google employee who drinks water. Now, those similarities, you can put your message inside that. Understand, it's the action that you want to take place in reference to that particular method of social media. Now, what we do, we combine several types of media into one location, so you can put the same message on each one of those and be effective. So you can put the same message on Twitter, same message on Facebook, same message on Foursquare, and not only get the benefit of being on those media and why those media are utilized, but also have the additional image building, brand improving, image making information in that process. How do we do that? Well, we do that by combining both the media of video, audio. You have the ability to put a testimonial, testimonial, endorsement, all about what you do in the social media presence tool. That's what makes it special, because you'll put all those mediums in one location that people can use. Now, in addition to that, you know, if you write articles, you can also have an article in the social media presence tool that can be read by the individual or connected to, so they can read it in a specific location. What kind of businesses can you use? Well, all businesses. If you're selling something, a service, if you're selling a product, and you have to do it on a personal level, first to person, and during all sales take place first to person, you want to have your own personal information out there that represents you. Of course, you can have your company information that's accurate about explaining what the product is. People buy from the emotion of why you do what you do, their relationship, how they can relate with you, and what happens, social media tool amplifies those things for you before you arrive in the location. So the individual I said before who found out that his name had the same name, right, the middle initial, was a serial killer in the state over, if he had this as a tool that he sent out to these individuals, they would have been able to make the connection that it was not him, but somebody else, and actually two separate people. And so we know always people are always going to understand how they made that decision, not seeing the gentleman, because he had the same name as the serial killer. And why go through stress? All that being said, I'm sure you would have made the same decision that brought you. But as I said before, you want to be intentional. It's all about being intentional, because things can come together on the internet that really have no relationship at all, but your process created an image challenge for yourself, your business, or your associates that you work with. So you want to be mindful of the information that's out there. Do you put information out there? Make sure it's put out in a way that's accurate, that you have the greatest visibility, and also it's coming from different types of media, such as video, audio, testimonials, endorsements, and also even a presentation about what you do that you do yourself. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. We're talking about you and social media. Again, we'll take a brief break. We'll talk a little bit about networking. Then we're going to see you our last commentary for the day. Again, we'll thank everyone for being on today. We're running a little late. We have some networking challenges. We'll be able to work that out. And we're here today. We'll be here tomorrow. We'll thank everyone for being on. And also, in addition to that, we'll be on again this Monday for Unstoppable. That's what you are, is when you have met your purpose, been married with your destiny, and it is seated in your spirit, is transited to the rest of your body. That's how you become unstoppable. Again, we'll take a brief break. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/million-dollar-idea. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Network Radio Show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and helping you to cross the finish line that you need for you to have what you need to have in order to be intentional and be not a spectator in life, but a participant. It's about finding your purpose. It's about finding your journey. And in that journey, understand this. You're going to have your ups, your downs, your victories, your defeats. It's all important part of your story, your testimony that you need to have to, that you have purpose in to translate to your next generation, the people that come behind you. We're talking about social media, and we're talking a little bit about social media today and some of the tools that are available in order to put your image and brand out there and message so people can help you bridge that trust gap in the process of going through sales or services or product-oriented sales, what you do. Now, how can you get in touch with us to do this? Well, if you want to expand your business the next 90 days, tell the world what you do and how you do it and why you do it. And better yet, have your customers do this for you. Your friends, your family help you spread the word about your business. Give us a call at 704-759-6473. Again, that's 704-759-6473. The tool we're actually talking about is called the Social Media Presence Tool. It allows you to place your presence on the internet, in the social media and social networks, in one complete package. Again, that's the video, the audio, the testimonials, the pictures, the endorsements, the reviews, and more, all in one location that's distributed by your customers. Just think about this for a minute. If you have 500 customers right now, and you ask them that, you know, you did a great job, and you may even throw an incentive in there for them to spread the word for you. And if they send it to their social media, and each one has their own 500 people, think how fast the information you're talking about. You give them to 500, each one of them giving to 500. You can reach 10,000 pretty fast in that process, plus 10,000. Anyone's getting information about them, one, it's got to be consistent, got to be accurate, got to be intentional what you place out there. And Social Media Presence Tool does that for you. Again, we developed this again from over 18 months of research in terms of how people relate to networks, their needs and network. Again, that's going to be another conversation because we have some answers for that also. How can you get the best out of your network? Right now, you want to get the best out of putting information out there that's accurate about you. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back for today's final commentary. Again, listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, is getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. So you see what the Lord has brought you in that process. Encourage someone, mentor someone, write a book for someone, tell your story to someone. They can understand that you can. They can do the very same thing if you. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. But once you accomplish it, all going to not be not going to remember how hard it took you to get there. Just know that you're across the finish line. Again, it doesn't matter where you're at right now. It doesn't matter whether you're on the street or whether you're at the top of the corner of the high rise in your city. You still have another love to get to. You still have another glory to get to. But you have to be intentional about it. Be a participant in your life, not a spectator. Don't be able to ask yourself the question, what if I did that? Do it. Just do it. And if it's the wrong choice, you'll find out. If it's the right choice, you will find out. But you have to make a decision in life. Again, be intentional with what you feed your mind. Be intentional with what you feed your mind. All along the same lines of social media. Be intentional with what you put out there, how you put it out there, and what you put out there so it's accurate and it's a representation of yourself. A lot of people don't talk about reputation these days. Reputation is what precedes you. And your reputation precedes yourself on the internet. So be mindful what you place on Facebook. You just can't place anything you want to on Facebook. I've had this conversation with young people around the country that put great stuff on the internet. All that stuff is firmly documented in the digital media. So don't be looking 10 years down the road. You want to get the high-speed dial working for the federal government, the high-speed dial working for the space organization, and it comes up to you with a beer box in your head, running around on video, on Instagram, on Facebook, and possibly 10 years later after you mature to a different level, mature into a different time, and seeking different goals. Be mindful now where you want to be. Be mindful where you want to go, and that way be intentional to put out there for the message you want to have. Again, I want to thank everyone for being on the show today. And for today, that is all I got. I love you, God bless you, always be right, always be my life, be blessed, and I'll be with you.